Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures quite strong today in the Midwest row crops. We had May soybeans going to new highs at 1484 and three quarters, up just over 20 cents. We went through that high from yesterday near the close and traded 20 cents higher than that. So soybean market's extremely strong. If you go out to the November soybeans, they were higher as well. Of course, it wasn't contract highs, but we're back over that $12 level, which we haven't seen since August of last year. So really strong market there. That, despite the increase in acres we saw yesterday, over 81.5 million acres. We were expecting 81 on yesterday's report. So even with what was originally thought to be negative news, the market still held on to a rally here and closed back above $12. Psychologically, that was a pretty good resistance level. And now that we're through that, there may be some additional buying come to the table. Now, corn futures also strong. We're above $5 in everything through 2014. December 14, new crop was strong again, up 8 cents. Now back to 504. Now this is the highest level we've seen since last fall, last September to be exact. And then wheat futures under pressure today, with July Kansas City wheat closing down 3.25 at 7.62. And we've been on a 3 or 4 day slide here, but we're still quite a bit higher than where we were a month ago.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Today was really just a follow-through of yesterday's USDA reports, which showed an increase in bean acres, about 500,000 more bean acres at 81.5 million. So big increase there. We're at a record in terms of how many beans we're expected to plant. And in corn, a big drop, a million acres less in corn. The guess from the USDA was 91.7 million, where the estimate was 92.7 million. So quite a big drop there. And then if you go to the quarterly stocks here, we're at 992 million bushels, which is a little bit over the USDA estimate of 989. And then corn was just a little bit lower. So a little bit bullish for corn in that regard, a little bit bearish for wheat. For soybeans. And then the other big surprise here was cotton. It was up 7% in the acreage. They originally thought it was going to be 10.5 to 11. It was 11.1 million acres. So that was a little bit bearish for the cotton. If you look at the December cotton futures, we're just a little bit lower though, 79.87. And we've been in a pretty solid trading range here for about the last 10 trading days. And then crop conditions here in the Southern Plains continue to deteriorate, with Kansas 32% good to excellent for wheat, Oklahoma 17%, and Texas 11%. So we're pretty bad across the board in terms of winter wheat.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down $1.10 at 144.75. April feeders were off 57 cents at 176.45. And April lean hogs were up $1.80 at 127.80. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 10.5 cents at 753.5. Chicago May wheat down 12 at 685.25. In the row crops, Chicago May corn up 5.5 cents at 507.5, and May soybeans were up 20.5 on the day at 1484.5. In the cotton markets, May cotton was down 145 points and closed at 92.07 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.